Monday we saw the Ramban's two Mahalchim and Zochei Shashas Elchah Malek. The first one, which he doesn't really stick with, he clearly is more endorsing the second one. But the first one is that Zechir B'Peh refers to Kriya Mitoch HaSefer. And he says, and according to this understanding, Yiyasmach L'mikra Megillah Min HaTorah. V'nimtzenu L'meidin. So in that sentence, v'yasmach l'mikra megillah min haTorah, a whole mahalach of the Chachmei Sfarad is reflected. The question is as follows. It's a question both just very simply in halacha and then also in... It's also, as it were, a philosophical question. Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, in halacha, the question is, why doesn't every mitzvah d'Rabbanan constitute a violation of Baal Tosaf? The philosophical form of the question is, Torah Hashem Tamima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is perfect, so you can't improve upon perfection. Right? Lu Yitzuya, you would have a painting which is exquisitely painted, and as to the best of human ability, and then you'll try to add a little bit more color to it, so it'll be bevchinas kolamos of goreh, because when you try to improve on something that's perfect, so then by definition you diminish and you demean. So taras Hashem tamimus. So how can it be that the mitzvahs d'Rabbanan that add something. You can't add to perfection. So there are at least two schools of thought in the Gedolei HaRishonim on this fundamental question. The Rambam is of the opinion He talks about this in two places. He talks about it in the Hakdama to the Yad, and then not quite as elaborately, he has it again in Hilchos Mamrim. So the Rambam's answer is that every Drabonon was designed and intended to either reinforce some core teaching of the Torah, some core value of the Torah, to protect or to facilitate kiyum of mitzvah haTorah. And in that sense, so there's no such thing as an independent mitzvah d'Rabbanan, and that's why it's not Baal Tosaf. It's not Baal Tosaf. And that's also, again, sort of philosophically the answer. It's, you know, if you... If you put this perfectly painted portrait, if you put it behind the glass and you lock the glass, so you're not diminishing or demeaning the picture, you're just protecting and preserving the perfect picture. So that's what the Rambam says. In the Hakdama. That all the mitzvahs d'Rabbanan is chayavim onu lekablam l'shomron ve'enam tosefes al mitzvahs haTorah ve'al ma hisir haTorah l'sosef l'sigra shelo yiyah novi rashay l'chadish dover v'lo ma shakadosh baruch hu tzivo b'mitzvah zo. So if one attributes the d'Rabbanan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that would be Baal Tosaf. Ella, I skipped a few lines. Kachanu Omim, the Rambam gives an example of how a Durabonon is presented and how it's designed. How it's presented and how it's designed. Ela kachanu Omim, shanavim in bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likros ha-megillah ba'onasa, kedei lahazkir shvachav shalakadosh baruchu, utshuas she'osalanu, v'hayakarav l'shaveinu, k'dei levarchu l'halalo, k'dei lehudia l'doros habayim, she'emes manshev tichanu b'atora, ki migoy godel ha'shalo alohim kov me'lov, k'ashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. So A, it's clearly presented, it's delineated that, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us to read the Megillah. HaNeviim in Bezdin, Tiknu Metzivu Likros HaMegillah V'Nasa. But in addition, that's not enough. That doesn't suffice that it shouldn't be Bal Tosef. In addition, no, this Derabbanan is not a new mitzvah. It's not an independent mitzvah. No, it's Kedei Lahodia. I'm just thinking half of the Rambam's explanation. Kedei Lahodia L'Doros HaBoim She'emes Ma'ashev Tichanu B'Torah. To reinforce this core teaching of the Torah as to the efficacy of the Tfilas HaTzibur. So that's the Rambam's, again, halachic, philosophical answer to mitzvahs derabanan, that they're not independent mitzvahs, that they're just means and instruments to uphold in different ways the mitzvahs haTorah. Or lavdafka, a formal mitzvah haTorah, a core teaching, a core value in the Torah. That's the pshat. Right, well, when you learn in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and so Shorash Aleph is about not counting mitzvahs d'Rabban. So the Rambam is clearly very upset with the Gaonim of having done so. So the Shaila is, Ma kol harash hazeh? So when Rav Sadia Gaon counts Mikra Megillah and Echanekah, so Rav Sadia Gaon understands very well that the mitzvahs d'Rabban. Rav Sadia Gaon thinks, no, that the minyan tayag includes mitzvahs d'Rabban. But it's not that he's not promoting Mikra Megillah and Echanekah to mitzvah d'Raisa. Okay, so the Rambam thinks that the number tayag refers to mitzvahs ben HaTorah, and the Gaonim held that it refers to mitzvahs ben HaTorah and mitzvahs d'Rabban. Okay, so it doesn't seem like the stakes are so great, but within Shor Shalom Sefer HaMitzvahs, no, the Rambam, what we're talking about now is why the Rambam is so strong in his disagreement with the Gaonim. If you put Mikra Megillah and Nechanekah in the same Minyan Taryag as Achilas Matzah and Lulav, Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah. It's not justified in light of something else. You don't need to link Achilas Matzah to something else. It's a mitzvah. The Baruch Shem said, Baruch Tachlu Matzahs. Netilas Lulav, you don't need to coordinate, you don't need to correlate with something else. It's its own mitzvah. But if you then put into this same list, the same minyan tayag, you then put Mikra Megillah and Nechanekah. So you're saying, so you're implying, you're insinuating the same, and that why the Rambam is so makpid that mitzvahs d'Rabbanan can't be in the minyan tayag. So that was the, okay, the Gaonim obviously don't think that there is such an implication. Fine. So that's sort of one approach, the Rambam's approach to the question of Derabbanan. The other approach, again, which is reflected, it's not really presented in the Ramban, it's just sort of reflected, because that's not what his focus is. His focus is what's pshat in the Droshas Chazal, in Zohar V'Peh. So it's reflected, not presented. But the other approach is as follows. When it comes to Gzeres D'Rabbanan, so it's the same approach, that Gzeres D'Rabbanan, like the Rambam says, is not something which Chazal is saying is intrinsically also. Machol Sasurus Ben HaTorah, Besar Behema B'Cholav, is intrinsically also. Besar Ov B'Cholav is a Harchaka. Okay, but it's a Harchaka. It's a Harchaka. So, again, it's the same explanation as the Rambam gives. It's not something which is independent. It's there to uphold Mitzvah HaTorah. But when it comes to the mitzvahs d'rabbanan, not the gzeres d'rabbanan, the mitzvahs d'rabbanan, such as mikra, megillah, nachanukah, v'chulu, so here the Chachmei Sfarad had a different approach. So first of all, the Rashboa says in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin says, Amar b'yitzak lama token merin shen yoshvin, and token merin shen omdin. Right? Why do we have tkiyas d'myushim and tkiyas d'mu'umad? I mean, the maximum number of kolos in which we're chayav, it's a machlokes tanon, but the maximum number of kolos that we're chayav in Minat Torah is tkiya, true tkiya, and you do that three times. That's the maximum chayav in a Torah. So lama token merin shen yoshvin, token merin shen omdin. So, okay, kedei la'abiv sasotim, whatever that means. So Tosfos asks on that Gemara, Tosfos says, why isn't it Bal Tosef? The Torah said to blow nine kolos, and we're blowing gechreis. Tosfos didn't have 100, that was the minute came from the Orach, but we're blowing much more than nine. So Tosfos answers and says, repeating a mitzvah is not Bal Tosef. Bal Tosef is when you sort of expand the mitzvah. But just repeating a mitzvah, they compare it to a kohen duchening twice in the same day. Let's say a kohen will make the rounds. He'll walk throughout the neighborhood, and he'll go to every shul and duchen at the shachris in every minyan. So that's not bal tosef. Repeating a mitzvah is not bal tosef. If the kohen will add a bracha revias, that's bal tosef. When you blow extra kolos, you're just repeating the mitzvah. You're not expanding the mitzvah. And the Rashba says, no, the Teretz is different. The Teretz says that the Rabbanans are not subject to bal tosef. Chazal were allowed to add. Right? Not the Rambam clearly thinks that Chazal were also mitzuva in bal tosef, and then he explains why the Rabbanans are not bal tosef. And the Rashba says, no, Tosef's kasha is not a kasha, because if it's a takana d'rabbanan to blow tekiyas d'myushim and tekiyas d'mu'umad, so the same way, they told us to sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz, even though if you would do that in Eretz Yisrael, hayoshim b'shemini b'sukkah yilka, it would be bal tosef, and they told us to do it in Chutz Laretz, because d'rabbanans are not subject to bal tosef. That's what the Rashba says. You already see that there's clearly a different marocha than the Rambam's. But the one who fills it in, and the one who explains it most elaborately, is the famous Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, also Dr. Zayin, but commenting on a different line in the Gemara. The Gemara has the brisa there of why did the Torah tell us to bring the Mincha Sa'oma and Pesach, and why did the Torah tell us to bring the Shnei Lechem and Atzeres, and why do we have the mitzvah of Nisal Hamayim B'chag? And in that same context, why do we say Malchus Zacharias and Shofos? So the Lashon HaBrayse is that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imbu Lefanai Malchus Zacharias and Shofos Malchus Kedeshet HaMelichuni Alechem etc. But the Lashon HaBrayse is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ritva asks and says, but the Gemara later in Lamed Dalet in Rosh Hashanah says that saying the Psuma Malchus Zacharias and Shofos is only Derabbanan. So how does this Brayse say Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when later the Gemara says Mokum Shemavochen, Mokum Shetoken is there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but Mokum Shemavochen is only a mitzvah d'rabban. So the Ritva says no, because the pshat in an asmachta is that whenever Chazal introduced a new mitzvah, again not a gzeira, a new mitzvah such as saying Pesukim Malchus Zacharias and Shofos, such as lighting the Hanukkah, such as reading the Megillah, not gzeiras, mitzvahs d'rabban. Whenever Chazal introduced a new mitzvah, so it was always because Heira HaTorah Ezrucham. The Torah prompted Chazal to introduce the mitzvah. The Torah didn't explicitly legislate it, otherwise it would be a mitzvah min HaTorah. But Me'idach Gisa, the Torah prompted Chazal that Chazal should introduce that mitzvah. So the answer then of the Chachmei Sfarad to, again, the question of, again, both the halachic form and the philosophical form of the question of isn't it bal tosef, and how can you improve upon Torah Hashem Tumima, is it's not bal tosef because bal tosef doesn't apply to Chazal. That's not right, very different than the Rambam's answer to that question. And number two, in terms of the philosophical answer, is because the Torah itself The Torah Hashem Tumima itself planted the seed for this mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Torah itself, the Torah Hashem Tumima itself, Heira es Rucham, hinted to Chazal that they should make such a mitzvah. L'chora, again, so we have it more explicitly again in the Rajba, that there's no Baal Tosef by d'rabbanan in the Ritva, who says explicitly what Asmachta means. But l'chora, this whole Torah must have been based on Midrash Shal Ramban. And that's what the Ramban means. V'yeh smach l'mikra Megillah min haTorah means somewhere there is a smach for mikra Megillah in the Torah, because mikra Megillah is a mitzvah mechudeshes midrabanan. A mitzvah mechudeshes midrabanan means that somewhere ha'ira haTorah as rucham, somewhere that there is an anchor in the Torah for this for a new mitzvah midrabanan. Okay. Thank you.